This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm great.
No, you're sick.
Yeah. Got a bit of a cold, stuffy nose.
It's okay, I'm feeling the same way. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, from South Africa originally. I've lived in New Zealand for 4 years. I do events management and wedding planning as my job. And I'm studying architecture.
You look a bit Irish.
Yeah, I do have Irish blood from my grandpa's side, so dad's side.
Yeah, you're short and you're...
Yeah. Bit of a gnome.
Yeah, and also you've got green glitter over you.
Leprechaun.
Yeah, leprechaun.
Yeah. So it's my pot of gold.
It's your pot of gold. Can you jump up and, like, click your heels together?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Seriously? Is that...
No.
I was waiting for that.
Aww.
We could do like a video and put it on the website.
Sorry to disappoint.
Damn. Okay, so how old are you?
I am 20 years old.
20 year old?
Yeah, 20 years old.
20 years old.
Yes.
What is your sex?
My sex, I'm male.
What is your gender identity?
My gender identity is...
Male.
What
is your sexuality?
Gay.
What is your culture identity?
Gay.
No, that's sexuality. What culture do you identify?
Oh, culture. I don't really have one. I'm kind of like spiritual.
Really?
Yeah.
No, not religious.
Not religious at all. God, far from it.
No pun intended. No. How do you express yourself? Masculine.
No. Kind of. I don't know. Am I straight acting?
No.
No, I'm not. So, yeah, I can't. I don't know. I'm kind of a good mix. Feminine, masculine.
You're in between.
In between, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like me, in a way.
Yeah.
So, when did you realize that you're fabulously gay?
When I was 9, actually.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah.
What happened?
Young age experience. Yeah.
Would you like to,
elaborate?
Expand?
Not really. Unless you'd like to.
Yes, please.
Okay, found a porno and copied. Except I was with a guy.
Oh, so
hence why I decided I was
Did you
gay.
Find a gay porno or a straight
no,
one?
No, found a straight porno.
And you experimented and
we
just on
like tried whatever we could.
I'm guessing you experimented on like your friends or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's generally the thing that people actually do these days. how did you feel when you realized?
A bit confused. I had a stage where I was bi, and then very, very quickly snapped out of it, kind of slapped myself and said, okay, well, I'm gay and I'm here.
So you went through a denial stage?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. How long was that stage?
Probably about a year.
Mm.
Yeah, so I knew I was definitely gay by 10, 11.
But it was just a bit of a... No.
Yeah, it was kind of like, bit of an internal, like, conflict.
Did you understand all that when you were that age?
Not really. Although I did know what I wanted, so.
You did, but you
didn't. But mature for my age of 9, so.
When was, were you living in South Africa at the time? Or
yeah, I was.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was more of a play date that kind of... Mm. Went a little adult.
Are they actually open about sexuality in South Africa?
It depends where you are.
Mm.
Yeah, there is a huge, huge gay movement in South Africa where they do gay pride and huge masquerades, street runs and things like that.
Mm.
But then there are other places where it's shunned upon, and I'm sure you've heard of, like, the Uganda kind of stuff. And yeah, so, yeah, it's... It's hard to say.
When did you move to New Zealand?
I moved to New Zealand in 4 years ago. 2008?
2008. 2009.
Yeah, 2009. There we go.
4 years ago, 2008. That's 5 years.
Shit, math is a bit off.
Yeah. Do they teach that in South Africa? I'm kidding.
I did much better at maths here, though.
I think that's because our students are quite stupid. Where was I? So when did you come out?
When did I come out?
Oh,
I
came out?
Well, yes, I am out. I came out to my family when I was 13, and I came out to my friends actually 3 years ago. Or I've actually slowly been telling people as I go along. Yeah, as of 2 years, no, 3 years ago, I've kind of just come out. Yeah.
Would you like to
loud and proud?
Would you like to expand on that? What actually happened? How did you tell them?
I kind of told, when I got here, I had finished school, I had already matriculated, so it was a little easier because I didn't have to go through the school thing. And that's a bit of a click, so yeah, much harder. But once I had moved into the uni stage, it was much easier to tell people because obviously there's a whole lot of people like me at uni, so it's not as...
Everyone's fabulous.
Yeah, everybody's fabulous and everybody's got their own identity and yeah. So that's kind of how it happened. So it was just a lot easier at that stage or at that later stage.
What was the main reactions did you get about being openly gay?
A lot of my girlfriends, because I didn't really have a lot of guy friends, to be honest. The only real guy friends that I had was because I did gym a lot.
You did gym?
Yeah, I love gym. I'm a gym
man. A gay boy doing gym?
I love weights. I'm a weight trainer.
Those types of gay boys.
Yeah.
There's either the awkward gay boy or the muscular gay boy that checks out other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And you were... So, which one were you?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to say anything that would sound vain.
I think it's more the muscular gay boy that are checking out other boys.
Flattering.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm really into that. So, yeah, to them, I still kind of keep it a bit promiscuous and a bit to the side. I don't openly run in and say, hey, I'm gay, kind of thing.
Or skipping your step.
Yeah, or skipping my step, kind of thing. I just keep a PC. If someone asks me, yep, I'm gay.
Mm.
So,
you know, like have a big tattoo across it saying, I'm gay.
Yeah, exactly. So
a rainbow flag.
I mean, I wouldn't walk into gym with full makeup on.
Oh, that's actually quite interesting.
So,
note to self, do that later.
So yeah, that's really how I've adjusted to the community, and yeah, it's been much easier since I moved to New Zealand. Yeah.
What's family like for you, or K Road, I should say?
Oh, family bar. It's my home. Everybody knows me. I'm a huge regular. I know all the cross dressers and all the trannies.
All the drag queens.
All the drag queens.
All the prostitutes.
Exactly.
All the strippers.
Yeah, and they all know me by first name. So yeah, I'm out and proud when I'm there. There I wear a sign.
Woohoo! So there's been a lot of rumors saying that K Road or Family Bar is actually quite dangerous.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that at all. No. I love family. I feel 100% secure there. It's where I can be exactly who I want to be. I don't have to worry about any repercussions. And everybody accepts everybody.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just a great environment. I love it.
Another thing is that Family Bar attracts a lot of underage people as well.
It does, but I think that's monitored and considered. So I think, and I don't think that there's, well, to my experience, I don't think that there's anybody that's out to find underage people and put them in a dangerous situation. So yeah, I think it's a pretty safe environment, even with those risks.
Yeah. So do you have a lot of support?
Do I have a lot of support? Yes, I do. My mum is a huge fan of mine.
Is she like your little fag hag?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Is she the same like height as you? Or?
Yes, she is.
So I'm literally little fag hag.
Exactly, little fag hag. But she's kind of like my rock. I could go and tell her anything.
You should get her to join PFLAG.
I should, and she would happily join.
Yeah.
So.
Alongside my mother, so.
After this, I'll have to grab something.
Yes. So,
where was I?
So, you've been in relationships before?
Yes, I've been in 4 relationships before. Long-term relationships. 2 of them were online, and I kind of flew back and forth. Didn't work out. Don't think I'd ever do a long-distance relationship again. Just too depressing. I've had 2 other relationships, just not the right people, but we've stayed friends.
How long did they all lasted?
The first online relationship was my longest relationship, which was 1.5 years. But that was long distance to Miami, so very long distance.
Let's use the pot of gold.
Yeah, exactly.
The rainbow over to Miami.
Throw my pot of gold at Air New Zealand.
Yeah.
Fly over. That's pretty much how my bank ended up. But after that, I had another one for 6 months. Just didn't turn out. Wasn't the person I wanted to be with. And then I've had 2 others, which have just been more casual, more open. We've just decided it's just we'd rather be friends.
Were they like a couple months or a couple weeks kind of thing?
The last one was 3 months, and actually from a person that I met at Family Bar, and the previous one was a 7-month relationship, so yeah.
So, a bit of time.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that I'm a person.
You're practically married.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I do have experience in relationships, and I know exactly what I want. So until I find it, they'll just be long periods of time.
Yeah, people are looking for your pot of gold.
Exactly.
So, what is your definition of virginity?
My definition of virginity? Oi. Well, I lost mine at 9, so...
How interesting.
Yeah. virginity, it's a special thing. I kind of regret that I lost mine at 9. I would have rather done it with someone a lot more special, someone that I knew a whole lot more. Not that a first grade kind of friend wasn't someone that I knew for a very long time. I mean, we had play dates for years, but still, it just wasn't the same kind of connection. So, yeah. Virginity is just a special thing, and people should hold on to it.
Yeah. So, how do you meet other people?
How do I meet other people? I dance.
So you just go, oomph, oh, hello.
Gravitate towards me, yeah.
It's like, oomph. Hello, how's it going? Yes, you're good. No, I don't find you attractive, go away. So, born this way.
Well, it's kind of a combination. It's dancing, and then there was smoking in my rest break between dances. And yeah, stopped smoking for 3 weeks. Yay! So,
is that still nonsense?
Yeah, it's still going. Yeah. So yeah.
The only smoking you get is the smoke that's in Family Bar.
Yeah. Yeah, I do get asphyxiated every now and then.
But not the... about that.
The smoke machines. I hate that thing, sorry.
So, you also meet people on Grindr?
I do. I love to see what's out there, who's out there. I've mainly made a lot more friends on Grindr than I have found anybody. I'm not one for one-night stands, I don't think.
Do you use other sites?
Do I use other sites? I have been on other sites. I've been on OkCupid. I've been on Just Guys. I'm still a frequent visitor on Just Guys, but that's mainly because I have lots of friends overseas, so...
You know, I've never heard of those 2 websites before.
JustGuys.net. It's the greatest website for overseas relationships.
Not NZD or Manhunt.
Really easy to use. No, because it's more of a Facebook kind of thing. So you've got a full-on profile. You don't have just a single page kind of thing. And you can add it and update it. Yeah, it's kind of like a dating site with the model of Facebook kind of thing. So, yeah, OkCupid, not so much. Not too much of a fan, but I don't want to bash it, so.
So, have you experienced any abuse?
Yes, in my first relationship. More mental abuse and, yeah, cheating. Yeah, so.
How about anything else because of your sexuality?
I have experienced a lot of, I'm very,
people stealing your pot of gold.
I'm very loud and I'm very bullshy, and if someone says something that offends me, I'll tell them that it offends me. So I generally initiate something that turns into something bigger. So there has been a lot of incidents where I have gotten into fights, I guess, with people who don't tolerate other people, or they make stupid comments that they have no idea about. So,
yeah. My pot of gold!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank you for that interview.
No worries. Thanks.